Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Farm Bureau's Country Ham Breakfast and Charity Auction was held at the State Fair almost 2 months ago today. No, I'm not losing my grip. There is a reason for featuring it today. One, with all the hoopla going on that week, the story might get lost in the shuffle. Charlie Gatton, owner of Father's Country Hams in Muhlenberg County, this year's grand champion producer, says despite the thousands of hams they cure, selecting a perfect one for the state fair is still a challenge.
Yes, it is. They look for the color, the conformation, the amount of lean in the ham, looking for like a pecan color and a perfect shape, and it's kind of an art to achieve that because we cure about 5,000 hams a year and we have to look really, really hard to find something to bring to the fair.
They all taste good, he says, but they need to select just the right look for the state fair. And while it might be considered an old-timey product, vacuum packaging and smaller serving sizes make country ham much more attractive to consumers these days. He feels more folks are catching on.
I think so. A lot of our product, it has changed a lot over the years. We do a lot more of the sliced country ham or fully cooked or portions of cooked ham. Instead of a lot of people just buying a whole ham like they used to do. But we still sell some whole hams, but a lot of our business is mail order, internet sales is tremendous. Country hams are shipped all over the United States.
And you can find them online searching Father's Country Hams for some perfect Christmas gifts. We'll be right back. Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney.
I'd like to encourage every Kentuckian to get out and vote on this general election day. It's the most important thing that you can do for yourself on that day.
He says a strong farm vote has long been a way to show elected officials that farmers are engaged and that attention to their views is important for candidates.
For a farmer, there's no more important farm chore to do on election day than to make their voice heard and go to the polls and vote.
A public service message of Kentucky Farm Bureau. Talking with Charlie Gatton of Father's Country Hams, he says most folks these days do go for the convenience with sliced ham and packages, all kinds of products. But for some, they want that whole ham and preparation experience.
I want to cook my first ham. You know, how'd I do it? So we still have people that are buying. I had a guy the other day that ordered his first ham he ever had, country ham. And so we still have people that are still wanting that old-time experience for themselves.
On the business side, he says the number of ham curers has dwindled.
There's not a lot of commercial producers left. It's a lot of them have either gone out of business or some of the bigger ones have gotten bigger now. But we still do ours the old-fashioned way. We haven't changed anything.
And he noted at the 4-H Country Ham Contest at the fair this year, over 700 young people were involved, keeping the tradition alive. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.